All right, Kibbutz, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up in the Talmud Devora, and we are up to the 11th Midah, Chesed Liavrom. So remember again, just to go back one Midah, because actually the truth is the next three Midos, Yud, or the Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are all interconnected. So remember again, in the 10th Midah, we saw Titin Emes Liakov. And Titin Emes Liakov, the Ramak, Ramosh Kardavero explained, meant that the Midah of Emes means direct reciprocity. So Titin Emes Liakov means Yaakov refers to those who live in accordance with the letter of the law. And therefore, again, the Pasuk in Micha is telling us that the Hashem, as you saw, according to the Baal Shem Tov, the Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shadow. The way I act towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way the Ribono Shel Olam reacts towards me. So, Titin Emes Liakov, if I lead a life of Emes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I fulfill my expectations, I live in accordance with the law, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind to me. Which then leads us to Midah Yud Aleph. So again, remember, the idea, so the Ramak says the take home from that is a person has to interact with his fellow in the same way. That if, that I have to make sure that I treat people in an MS Dick way. I go ahead, if I see people are trying, I see people are putting effort, I have to reciprocate that effort as well. Yud Aleph, Chesed Liavrom. Him hamisnagim ba'olam lefnim mishuras hadin ke'Avraham avinu. Actually, again, it's amazing. Fits into Parashas HaShavua. So, Ches Eli Avram, who does Avram refer to? Avram refers to those people who live lifnim mishuras hadin, beyond the obligations of the basic letter of the law. So remember, again, amazing that this is page Yud Beis, in the back section of the Ramak, where it says Perek Rishon on the back, Tomer Devorah. So Avram, amazingly enough, he says, refers to those people who live lifnim mishuras hadin. They live above and beyond the expectations of the letter of the law. So this is actually amazing. And again, it's this parasha. Avram Avinu represents lifnim mishuras hadin, going above and beyond basic expectations, going above and beyond the letter of the law. We see this again in this week's parasha. Avram Avinu vayira lav Hashem, v'yoshev pesach ol kichom hayom. Avram Avinu again loves chesed, loves mitzvah achnasas archim. Okay, it's beautiful to have company, it's beautiful to do achnasas archim. But ultimately, again, do you have to sit out in the heat of the day on the third day post-circumcision? No. But that's lifnim mishuras hadin. That's going above and beyond the letter and the expectations of the law. That's what it means to be an Avram. So the Ramak writes, Hema misnagim ba'olam lifnim mishuras hadin karv mavinu. So there are some people, ultimately, who go ahead and conduct themselves lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond the letter of the law, like an Avram Avinu. So again, Rabbi says it's the same yisod of this divine reciprocity. If I conduct myself, if I go above and beyond the letter of the law in my behaviors with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Ribono Shel Olam goes above and beyond the letter of the law with me as well. So this is an incredible yisod. Essentially, what the Ramak is highlighting over here, and what Chazal are highlighting over here, is this idea of reciprocity in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get out what you are willing to put in. So again, if I'm a Yaakov Jew, and therefore again, halacha l'maisa, I'm going ahead and I'm fulfilling my expectations, checking my boxes, good. You do what is obligatory vis-a-vis God. God will give back what is obligatory vis-a-vis me. If I am a Yaakov Jew, and I go lifnim mishuras hadin, an Avram Jew, and I go lifnim mishuras hadin, I want to be clear, the Ramak is not suggesting that Yaakov Avinu only did what was expected of him, and if those Avram went above and beyond. He's talking about Midos. The Midah of Yaakov is MS, and MS, as he's applying it over here, ultimately, again, means fulfilling your basic obligations. If I'm a Jew, in my relationship with God, fulfills my basic obligations, but I don't push myself any further, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, beautiful, you do that for me, I do that for you. That's not a punishment, by the way. That's the way relationships work. In general, again, in a relationship, you get out what you are willing to put in. Ti chesed li Avram means if I'm willing to be an Avram Avinu in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go above and beyond, lifnim mishuras hadin, above and beyond, then again, divine reciprocity says, if you're going above and beyond to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go above and beyond for you. Ela nichnas imam lifnim min hayoshik Moshe misnagin. Hainu chesed li Avram. Says the Ramak, this is the meaning of the pasuk in Micha, when it describes God as having chesed li Avram. He does kindness to Avram. What does that mean? What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaig b'midas chesed im osam shehim kimo Avram ba'an hagasam. So I will say, so there are some times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives MS. MS means you fulfill the letter of the law. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will fulfill the letter of the law vis-a-vis you. And then there's chesed li Avram. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows chesed upon those who conduct themselves like Avram. What does that mean? If I go above, beyond the letter of the law with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I push myself further, then what? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push himself further, kivyachol, to go ahead and give me back bracha. An incredible idea. I will say, just in general, there is this concept of reciprocity. The yisod of reciprocity applies in all relationships. A person wants to build a marriage. So a person has to say to themselves, you know what? I have to put, if I'm just going to check boxes, then I can't expect to get back anything more. If I'm going to go above and beyond, then hopefully again, my spouse will do the same thing for me. It's the same yisod ultimately in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm going to check boxes, which again, is no small feat. Fulfilling just our basic obligations is a huge accomplishment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I appreciate it, and therefore you've given me, I'm going to give you. But if I go above and beyond what we call the chesed, if I go above and beyond, then ultimately, again, if I become an Avram Avinu, lifnim ashur sadin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you've done that for me, I will do the same for you. How does this apply on an interpersonal level? So writes the Ramak, Gam Ha'adam, this is the bottom of page Yud Beis. Gam Ha'adam, Im Heyos Shem Kol Adam Yem Esnai B'Zadik U'B'Yosher Mishpat. So I'll say, as we said before, when it comes to our interpersonal relationships, so a person has to conduct himself with Tzedek, Yosher, and Mishpat. You have to be just with every person. You have to conduct yourself with yashrus. You should be just, you should be correct, you should be upright with every person. Im atovim v'hachasidim tiyah hanhagasa lifnim mishuras adin. But I said, this is amazing. So it's interesting that what Ramak seems to be saying is, in life you don't treat all people the same way. What does that mean? Every person deserves tzedek, yosher, mishpat, which means that you have an obligation to be upright and just with every person. But in atovim v'hachasidim tiyah hanhagasa lifnim mishuras adin. But what Ramak calls with the tovim, with really good people, chasidim, really virtuous people, pious people, then you should go above and beyond. Or in other words, with people who you see go above and beyond, you should go above and beyond for them as well. Now listen, I want to be clear with something. Ramak is not necessarily saying over here that if there is someone who goes above and beyond for me, I should go above and beyond for them. Ramak's not talking about that. Why? Why doesn't he have to discuss that? Because that's obvious. I'm saying, that's just hakara satov. Right? Just basic gratitude. If somebody does something for you, you do it back for them. That's just good. What he's talking about over here is as follows. That ultimately, again, if you see in life that there are people who you see push themselves for the Ribono Shel Olam, then ultimately, again, push yourself for those people as well. Of course, if they're pushing themselves, if they're going with Nima Shrasadin for you, you should go with Nima Shrasadin for them. But if you see people, if you see a person who is trying in life to be a really good person, and is trying to go in and push themselves even farther for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person should push themselves for that individual as well. V'mishara adam yes savlan kizas. Le'ilu yoser v'yoser. V'irachim aleim likonis imayim with Nima Shrasadin. Shumisnahik bo'im shar adam. Ultimately, again, and if I try to work on myself to be patient with some people, right, then I have a little bit of patience with these individuals who the Ramak identifies as the tovim vechasidim, the really virtuous and good, pious people who I see in life are pushing themselves to become something greater, I should try to have even greater midos towards those individuals. And ultimately, again, these people who the Ramak identifies as the Tovim v'Chasidim should be people who I bring into my inner circle, should be people who are very important to me, and they should be part of my Anshe Chavraso, part of my Chavra. So we'll say, so the two parts of this Chiluk Yudalef, this 11th Midar, as follows. Number one, there's an element of our Bein Adam L'Makom. So Tisechesed L'Avram, we learn, if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go above and beyond for you, you have to go above and beyond for him. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, which means lifnim mishuras adin, above and beyond basic expectations, then what? Then be an Avram Avinu. Then be someone who goes above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I just want to get by, and I just want to fulfill my obligations, that's MS. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I give MS, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me MS. If I want chesed, then I have to be an Avram Avinu who goes above and beyond, which is an incredible, incredible insight into our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will say, what's the interpersonal piece? The interpersonal piece is that, again, on a direct level, if I see someone going above and beyond for me, it's important that I reciprocate. It's important that I go above and beyond with Mishra for that person. In addition to that, even if it's not someone who's going above and beyond for me, but I see people in life who are trying to go above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who the Ramak identifies as Tovim v'Chasidim, I should try to go above and beyond for those individuals as well. If I see people are trying to go lifnim mishuras hadin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should make sure to go above and beyond. Lifnim mishuras hadin for them as well. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with you at Beis in your session tomorrow.